This is Bird Note. Mother Goose sounds old-fashioned, so let's bring her story up to date. Everyone knows Cinderella and Sleeping Beauty. They're Disney stories, right? Not exactly. 3 centuries before they helped make Disney famous, they were among the original Mother Goose tales. And hundreds of classic nursery rhymes, like Three Blind Mice and Humpty Dumpty, were also first gathered under Mother Goose's wing. Such stories and rhymes were long part of Europe's oral folklore. The stories were first published in France in 1697 as Tales of My Mother Goose. The book appeared in English soon after. Just who or what was Mother Goose? The name originates in an old French euphemism. Stories told by elder women were called Tales Told by Mother Goose. Mother Goose was sometimes illustrated as an old country woman wearing a tall hat and riding on the back of a goose, or sometimes as just a big motherly goose wearing reading glasses and a bonnet, a friendly figure children could trust. There's something timeless about big feathery friends for children, even today. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein. This episode is brought to you by Wild Delight Bird Food, which aims to support wild bird populations with clean, nutritious ingredients in every blend. Available at Chewy.com.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia.
Some people think little girls should be seen and not heard, but I think, oh, bandage up yours!
Hey, hi, hello, welcome to Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. A show where the music always speaks for itself. I'm your host, Trevor Klundert, bringing you 2 full hours of fabulous, phenomenal, fantastic female-fronted radio week after week. This is your 2-hour mixtape where we celebrate and amplify voices that need to be heard. Coming up on this week's episode, we are going to get to so much music. In the first hour alone, I've got music coming up from Tops, Superorganism, Gorilla Toss, Dry Cleaning, Kate LeBon, La Tigra, Automatic, Ali X. When we talk about the only show dedicated to the women who rock, that is what the first hour is all about. And that is how we kick off the entire 2-hour mixtape of Girly So Groovy. We are heading to Philadelphia for a punk rock band that knows how to put emotion and heart in the music that they make. It's Mannequin Pussy with the song Nothing Like, right now here on Girly So Groovy.
Thank you. blood on my skin and hands and nails, and in my eyes as well. I tried to see, just really welcoming and re-understanding a really relaxed and open atmosphere. It's usual to put these things to one side. Good, anytime you can move in.
Music right there from Welsh indie singer-songwriter Kate Laban. Remembering Me is the song. It's from the album Pompeii. In the middle, it is London's sardonic spoken word post-punk quartet Dry Cleaning. It was just in January that the band returned with the release of their new third album, Secret Love. The band sees themselves working with alternative musician Kate Laban serving as producer. While the band explores topics of love, frustration, and cynicism, I couldn't resist that girly so groovy mashup of Dry Cleaning teamed up with Kate Laban. We heard the song Blood from Dry Cleaning. This is Girly So Groovy. Every week we begin with our Girly So Groovy theme song, and this early 2000s dance punk feminist iconic band is part of our theme song. It's music from La Tigra right now here on Girly So Groovy.
You have now reached your destination.
Redefining Radio. This is Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. Toronto singer-songwriter Ali X, known for crafting clever electropop. The song is Girl With No Face. That is the title track to her album Girl With No Face. In the middle, it is music from a band that really made waves last year here on Girly So Groovy and continues to do so in 2026. Automatic is the Los Angeles trio who play a coolly detached form of new wave and post-punk. Is It Now? The band's new third album is synth-based, danceable post-punk with dystopian themes, capitalist paranoia, and dark, subtle humor. And yes, you did catch me say it is danceable, even with those dark themes. We heard the song Country Song from Automatic. And then, of course, starting that set off, it is bold, feminist, dance punk trio, La Tigra, led by Kathleen Hanna. The song is Viz. That is from the band's album, This Island. Lots more music to get to coming up in the next half hour. I've got music on the way from Tops, Paris Pick,